Forward Momentum.
Forward Momentum presents Sea of Stars, a voyage of the space cruiser Argo. In the year 2212, the Earth was subjugated by the Comet Empire. 5 years of occupation has bled our planet of all resources, leaving Earth a dried, dead husk. Having extracted the last value from our world, the Empire now sends an enormous fleet to end all life on the planet. But the last remnants of the Earth Defense Force have a desperate gamble to save us. They have resurrected and launched their final weapon, the space cruiser Argo. Now the Argo has left Earth, en route to the fringes of the solar system. Aboard her, the Star Force are unaware they are heading into a trap set for them by Colonel Nazca of the Comet Empire. Tempers have begun to fray dangerously. Several Home Guard fighter pilots have joined the crew, but they are viewed with scorn. Worried by this state of distrust and tension, Jordan Venture, the executive officer, has sought the advice of Doc McClendon.
I don't know what else we can do, Doc. Sooner or later, this could turn ugly. Really ugly.
Yeah, that little dust-up between Vega and Gideon doesn't bode well. Sure, everyone was laughing about it afterwards, but that don't mean the powder keg ain't still there. Don't they teach boys not to hit girls anymore?
Well, you know May. She didn't throw the first punch, but she sure got the first shot in.
Well, that's the core of the problem. You, the captain, and me, we all know May. We may have our doubts about her chosen wingmates, but we trust her judgment in them. The rest of the crew, though, I just see Home Guard pilots and turncoats.
Senior officers, report to the conference room on the double. All senior officers to the conference room.
Huh. I wonder what that's about.
As you know, we just about stripped the resistance bare when we launched for Earth. General Singleton reports that they managed to stage a general uprising after we left, and that the Empire hasn't come down on them yet. Our secondary mission is to make sure they don't. The fact that the system patrol fleet was depleted of ships when we engaged it has me worried. Gideon, I want the fighter patrols doubled and their range extended. Don't let any of your pilots or ships get burned out, though. We only have 3 spare craft total, and 2 are outmoded older models.
Yes, sir. We have 8 ships out now. When they rotate back, we'll reinforce them.
Good. Radar, communications. I want to know the moment we have any unusual contacts. The asteroid belt near Jupiter is heavily trafficked by both enemy ships and pirate vessels. I don't want either getting the drop on us.
Yes, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Now that the housekeeping is done, Reyes, I also want you to keep an eye on enemy jamming. As soon as we pass the outer planets, we should be able to get a signal through to Galman.
To Galman?
Yes. We have to try and bring them into the fight on our side. The Galman Empire is the only ally we might be able to enlist.
That could be dangerous, Captain. The Galman Emperor Deathlok tried to conquer Earth himself once. We may be trading one occupation for another. Besides, I learned in the labs that Galman was to be the Comet Empire's next target after Earth. They might not answer us at all.
I know, Hans, but we have to try. The rest of the EDF fleet is coming to join us at Neptune, but frankly, the Imperial Scourge fleet still has us outnumbered and heavily outgunned. We'll need any help anyone can spare us. Any other reports? No? All right then, back to posts. We're entering a dangerous area, and we need to stay alert. Gideon, remain a moment.
sir.
May, have you or your people had any other run-ins you're not telling me about?
No. Me taking some punishment with Vega over that fight seems to have smoothed things over for now.
You mean running around in your underwear?
Uncle Derek, you're a prude. Actually, though, I do mean that. If I hadn't been punished same as him, it would have shown favoritism.
Have you two reached a working understanding yet?
I think so. I tried to get a read on him during the meeting just now. He seemed like he had a lot in his mind. He was so quiet.
I see. Want me to talk to him? I need your pilots and the other combat crews working together smoothly.
No. You leaning on him would be the worst thing right now, Uncle. We'll get it straight, one way or another.
Returning to his station on the main bridge, Michael Vega does indeed have a lot on his mind. He can't get the sight of May's scars out of his mind, or the way she sounded so nonchalant about them, as though she wore them as badges of honor for defying the Empire.
Vega? Hey, Vega!
What? Sorry, Mac. Just thinking about something.
Here's the data on the last few gunnery combat drills.
Right. Did you see these numbers? I'll say this for them. The Black Tigers are good pilots. Their accuracy on the last target drill was 97%?
No good, alien lovers, if you ask me.
Huh? Right, Mac. Sure. Thanks.
You all right, mate? Ordinarily, you'd be right with Stevens there. Look, I'm sorry if I shouldn't have told May about your brother and all.
Hmm? Oh, I was wondering how she found out. Don't worry about it, Drake. No, I was thinking about, never mind. It's not important.
Signal from Patrol Groups 1 and 2. They're reporting no contacts. We're clear to enter the asteroid belt, Captain.
Very good. Ahead at your discretion, Mr. Drake. Reyes, bring our birds home. It's too dangerous for them to transit the belt themselves.
As the Argo disappears into the asteroids, a small object suddenly flickers to life. A Comet Empire stealth recon plane has escaped the notice of the ship and her watchful sentries. Free to safely move, it heads back to its mothership. Using a tight beam frequency, to relay its report directly to Colonel Nazca himself.
It seems the Argo is transiting the belt exactly where we want them to. Doesn't that seem strange, Nazca? They took the direct line from Earth. There are easier gaps in the belt to navigate, better places to hide as well. Why this channel?
That worries me as well, but more worrisome still. Why has the ship appeared now? We have occupied Earthspace for 5 years. Surely if the ship were spaceworthy, it would have been used before now. The only possibility. I believe that incompetent worm Barrett lied to us.
You think the Earthers know of the coming purification?
Yes, most holy Xavier, I do. It's the only explanation that makes sense.
One ship against the Empire?
When we conquered their world, we were told that the Argo had been scuttled to divert a rogue planet. Perhaps they had begun to salvage it, and it was simply not ready in time to fight against our invasion. The fact that the ship appears now, and is traveling at speed for the edge of the solar system, seems to indicate a desperate attempt to intercept the Scourge fleet.
If you are right, then we must abandon use of the core communication systems at once. It will delay the word from home, but we must not furnish the Argo with more intelligence.
Agreed. I will order the fleet to intercept the Argo as she emerges from the other side of the belt. Send the rest of Barrett's forces through the belt behind the Argo. They are to avoid contact, but they must also close off the rebels' escape routes.
And then?
My father led the advance attacks against Earth 15 years ago, Most Holy. Under the leadership of your student, Prince Zordar himself. Once the Argo is in our jaws, we will both have our revenge.
Aboard the Argo, the hours-long task of threading the great ship through the asteroids is nearly complete.
Obstacle avoided. Colin, what's next?
Just a class 5, 3 degrees to port, and we're clear of the big ones.
No sign of ships ahead, but our sensors are still unable to penetrate very far into the belt itself. Too many radar shadows.
Very good. Reyes, keep an ear out. If there's a trap, this is where it will be.
Roger.
Begin warp prep. I don't want to hang out here any longer than we absolutely have to.
Roger. Nav crew, Bridge, begin warp prep.
Aye, Bridge. Begin warp prep.
So, people keep mentioning pirates. Are they really out here?
Yeah, my brother used to tell me that sometimes the pirates were a bigger problem than the Empire out here.
You're kidding.
Nuh-uh. Most of them are rogue EDF ships and the like, but some are from out of system. Just here to make a quick buck.
Rogues?
After Earth fell, some captains decided not to remain with the EDF fleet. They wait around in the belt for a nice fat supply ship and snatch it up.
I suppose, since you can't walk through the belt, that would be an ideal spot.
And then there's Harlock.
Oh, come on, Hans. Now that guy, he's just a myth.
Hardly. He and his crew stole a prototype battleship, the Arcadia, right after Earth fell.
Yeah, right, Hans.
I know it is true. I was working on the ship before the invasion.
Radar contact. Warp fields in our path. Estimate 6 to 9 fields.
Battle stations! Identify those ships.
Ratings coming in. Command Empire Battle Group. I show 3 battleships and a half dozen escort vessels. The battleships are launching fighters.
Charge main guns and pulse laser grid. Black Tigers, take off. We have to punch through their escort screen.
Incoming energy signature from the stern.
Damage report.
Aft main guns are disabled. The secondary turret is damaged.
Radar contact. Several Empire ships are concealed in the belt. Read approximately 10 escort vessels and 4 cruisers.
Bastards.
Drake, maneuver us closer to that Class 5 asteroid. It's big enough to screen us from the enemy.
Roger.
Vega, reset the pulse laser grid for incoming fire and anti-air. Have the Tigers attack the ships hiding in the belt.
Already on it, Captain. Mac, how's that firing solution?
Complete. Main guns are ready.
Prepare to fire.
Meanwhile, aboard Nazca's flagship, the Colonel and his advisor watch as their noose tightens about the Argo.
Excellent work, Nazca. They were caught completely flat-footed.
Merely superior technology, most holy. Earth's military never figured out a way to allow a ship to maintain weapons charge and warp at the same time. A feat we can accomplish with ease. Tactical officer, status of the flanking force.
Sir, Major Barrett's remaining forces are being decimated by the Argo spider screen.
Ah well, they played their part. By stripping the Argo of her fighters and forcing her out of the belt entirely, we can now slice at her defenses until they fail.
Argo is firing! Reporting. Our weapon systems are down. Main drives offline as well.
Curse them. Order the screening ships and our fighter squadrons to bring maximum firepower to bear on the Argo. Their primary target is their main guns. Have the other battleships move in behind them and stand by.
You don't want to destroy her.
Oh, I doubt they'll be able to do that, most holy. But they will do enough damage to render Earth's final hope defenseless. That's when we strike.
Tiger Lead to Wing 2 Lead, report. How's business, Lead?
Can't be certain, Tiger Lead, but I think we've routed the last of them. Our ammo's low, though.
Ours too. Once we're clear, start rotating back for resupply.
Roger, Lead. Hey, what the hell is the enemy fleet doing?
Stand by. They're repositioning. Looks like they're gonna press Argo.
Black Tigers, return to ship. Argo is under heavy attack and the defense grid is losing power.
Roger that, Argo. We're returning now. You heard him, people. Hit it!
Pulse laser energy is down to 40%. What's happening, Chief?
The damn ECS lines are overheating. Hans?
On it. Repair crews are rigging emergency coolers now.
Main gun turret's damaged.
Bow missiles. Target enemy screening force. Fire!
Enemy suppressing fire cut most of them, but we score 2 direct hits.
Another wave of fighters coming in!
Where the hell is May?
Signal from Tiger Lee. She reports clean interception of incoming fighters, but their ammo is running dangerously low.
We're going to have to end this quickly, then. Venture, connect the circuit to the wave motion gun.
Captain, the easiest lines won't handle that kind of strain.
There's no choice! Vega, your target is the enemy battleships. We're only going to get one shot at this, so don't miss.
They're not serious. All right, people, fresh orders. The Argo is going to fire the big gun. To do it, they have to shut down the defense grid. That means we are the defense now. That means nothing gets past us. Got it?
Roger, Lee, but our ammo is...
I know, and so do they. Just follow the order, and for Pete's sake, stay out of their firing solution.
Energy charge for the wave gun at 80%. Circuit is stable.
Secondary safety lock removed. Open target scope.
Enemy screening ships dropping back.
They're launching missiles!
Tiger Lead, intercept those missiles at once!
On it! 3 and 5, they're yours. Go!
All the ship's energy is now on the wave motion gun.
Final safety lock removed. Connect to firing gate.
Begin countdown. Don anti-flash goggles.
One missile got through. It's targeted right at the bridge.
10.
I'm on it.
9. 8.
Blast!
7.
My ammo's dry.
6.
Tiger Lead is positioning to ram the missile.
Boss, they got a missile up. It's acquired me.
Invasive and countermeasures, or?
What do you think I'm doing, boss? The AI on this thing's good. It just chugs straight through my flares.
Hang on, Four! I'm coming!
Hurry!
Break hard right now!
Clear, kill it, boss.
Die, have you? I'm hitting it, but it's not doing anything!
Boss? Boss?
May. No.
Charge at saturation.
Vega. Huh? Fire!
Firing!
The lance of fire leaps from the prow of the Argo like the fist of an angry star. It smashes the enemy screening ships and atomizes Nazca's other battleships. On the bridge of his crippled flagship, the Comet Empire commander can only watch in horror.
No! How could that ship have such power?
Colonel?
Most holy. Forgive me, but I am unable to deliver you to Earth. Please, retire to an escape pod immediately.
My son?
I have but one weapon left. Please, most holy. I have no desire to deliver you to Goron's gate as well. Go to the pod and escape.
Captain, the enemy fleet, it's been destroyed. Just the disabled battleship remains.
I see. Have the Tigers rotate in for resupply. But get them back out for recovery operations.
Sir, there's no sign of rescue beacons.
I didn't ask for that information, Reyes! Rotate the blasted fighters!
Yes, sir!
Engine flare from the battleship! She's moving right at us!
Weapon status?
Nothing that can take that out.
Vega, fire the rocket anchor. Fire it right into the ship's hull!
But, Captain, that's not a weapon.
I know that! Drake, Venture! On my mark, give me full vertical thrusters and every bit of juice in the main engines.
Aye, sir.
Yes, Captain.
Enemy ship at 0.5 megameters in closing. She intends to ram us.
I was right. Vega, fire!
Rocket anchor away. It's seated well into their hull.
0.25, collision imminent.
Mark. Radar, report.
The enemy ship slingshot around us. It's collided with a Class 5 asteroid and exploded.
Good. Contacts?
None. Sky is clear, Captain.
Stand down battle stations. Get going on recovery. We need any supplies we can salvage, too.
Over the next several hours, the entire crew pitches in to recover what they can after the battle. For many, it is also a time of soul-searching. For Michael Vega in particular, it is possibly the hardest few hours of his life, as he wrestles with the complex feelings raised by what he has witnessed and what he has thought since the mission began. He sits at his station in the bridge, silent as stone.
Recovery Shuttle 5 to Argo.
Go ahead, 5.
Have Doc and the security team meet us at the hangar. We found something odd. Comet Empire escape pod. We've got it under tow now. And we found Gideon. Say again, we found Gideon.
What?
Her ejector seat was damaged and she's out cold. We're giving her first aid, but we need Doc.
Roger, he'll be waiting for you.
Okay, hurry up. Her vitals ain't getting any better in the hangar. Now move it! Make a hole!
Take good care of her, Doc. Okay, Mac, Philippe, you ready?
Yup. Keep all weapons trained on that pod's hatch.
Open it, Hans.
Alright, here it comes.
I am His Holiness Xavier, Prelate of the Imperial Church. I demand you return to Earth at once.
Damn.
In war, reversals of fortune constantly occur. The Star Force has escaped Colonel Nazca's trap and bought the Earth precious time. But the clock is still ticking, and the Scourge fleet continues to draw nearer and nearer. You've been listening to Sea of Stars, Episode 4, a Forward Momentum production, based on Uchu Senkan Yamato, created by Leiji Matsumoto and Yoshinobu Nishizaki, and Star Blazers, which is copyright Voyager Entertainment. Heard in this episode were Sean Hill as Michael Vega, Scott Breakall as Neville Drake, Zach McHugh as Hans Schneider, Philippa Ballantyne as Sam Vandam, Nathan P. Butler as Joaquin Reyes, Jim Perry as Cullen O'Donnell, Emery Kinney as Max Stevens, Dave Frizzell as Jordan Venture, Silas Carter as May Gideon, Devlin James as Pops McClendon, and Joe Harrison as Derek Wildstar. Also heard were Eric Olt as the Comet Empire Tech, and Andre de Almeida as Colonel Nazca. This is Mark the Encaffeinated One, Kilfoyle. This episode was produced and directed by Devin Cox. Music for the series is drawn from the original Space Cruiser Yamato anime, composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa and Kentaro Haneda. Property-specific sound effects drawn from The Quest for Iskandar and Comet Empire DVD box sets, available through Voyager Entertainment. Sea of Stars is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Blazers, Uchu Senkan Yamato, or any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program is dedicated to Tim Eldred for keeping the flame alive.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to this Forward Momentum production. If you'd like to hear more, you can visit our website at, all one word, forwardmomentumproductions.com. There, you can download all previous episodes from all of our audio dramas, as well as find Forward March, our news and upcoming releases podcast. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can do so through the website, or you can send us an email at forwardmomentumproductions@gmail.com. Thank you once again for listening.